Right now, here on a Friday, we turn things over to Hamon.
Thank you, Mr. Monto. So a couple times a year, we are lucky enough to have on our airwaves the greatness of Ted Emmerich.
Yes.
As he does his Westwood One sports updates for various golf championships. We have them for the Masters. I think we do one for the PGA Championship. And we also do them for the Open Championship, which is taking place right now at, what is it, Port Rush in like Ireland or something like that?
Royal Port Rush.
Royal Port Rush in Ireland or something like that. We just played one just before the break. And one thing about Ted, apart from being a good dude, is he's a big-time P1. And he's been doing this for years. He lays ticket Easter eggs throughout his updates just for the P1 to see if we catch them, to see if anybody mentions it. And one thing we do know is, at least so far, his bosses have not called him out on why he has obscure references to terms that don't exist. Weird phrasing. I think he got a cup spin there, like earlier in the Masters. We had one happen earlier today as well, as he made a shout out to Monty in particular.
Speaking of that opening tee shot, first round co-leader Jakob Skov Olesen from Denmark hit not one but two out of bounds, left to the stumps. He made quadruple bogey 8 to fall to even par.
And I don't know about you guys, I've never heard stumps referenced in a golf terminology or anything.
Yeah, I was thumbing through my glossary and I can't find anything in there on stumps.
Yeah, maybe hitting a tree stump and hit control F. Nothing
on stumps. As a reminder, Monty only has one leg. Yes, but yeah, so he does these all the times, and he also does them when we're not on air. He'll do them when we don't even air them.
Stretch,
which is a stretch. Like this one, I think this one was on. It was a report update on Brooks Koepka that we didn't actually air here on the ticket, but Ted did have an Easter egg for the ticket in there.
From Royal Port Rush Golf Club, Westy One Sports presents this non-Masters update. I'm Ted Emmerich. Brooks Koepka even par through his first 9 of play this morning.
Obviously delighted to get off to such a great start and happened out of the gate. For the first few holes, everything was going exactly where I was looking, and certainly the first hole, which is definitely one of the trickier holes on the golf course, to knock in a nice 25-footer down the hill right to left is exactly what you need to settle yourself in.
Koepka's melting down on the back 9. Brooks skating into an argument with his caddy as they exchange double bogeys for double birds on 11. Yelling virtually over a made-up hypothetical on the green, Brooks could be heard on the parabolic microphone yelling, "Do what you want then!" His caddy wondering what happened as Brooks walked off to slam presumably a Scottish craft beer. He lays at 4 over. From Royal Porn Touch Golf Club, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westy One Sports.
Not the Royal Porn Golf Club. And boy, Ted's extra breathy.
I don't know.
In that update.
It's the Irish air out there.
Okay.
And he changed out the background music, too. It's just a little different from the one
they
used.
It's not the Masters update music that we know.
Brooks Koepka's not British.
Or the Koepper. I don't think anyone Koepper. Calls him
Koeppers.
That.
Yeah, I went one for him.
But yeah, he must have been listening when the Matt and Travis fight happened.
Okay, yeah. We get that one as
he
P1s.
Slipped it right in.
Yeah.
Seamless.
Seamlessly. But yeah, let's see if this one gets by anybody. This was an update on Bryson DeChambeau.
From Royal Port Rush Golf Club, Westy One Sports presents this non-Masters update. I'm Ted Emmerich. Bryson DeChambeau, despite his 9th place finish in his own backyard at Merido last month, feeling confident heading into play at the Open Championship.
Obviously delighted to get off to such a great start and happened out of the gate.
Holes,
everything was going exactly where I was looking, and certainly the first hole, which I think is definitely one of the trickier holes on the golf course, to knock in a nice 25-footer down the hill right to left is exactly what you need to settle yourself in.
Yeah, Bryson entering the tournament thinking he was about to have the time of his life. But much like the irony of making a cancer kid learning that song on guitar at summer camp, it took a similar dark turn. Double bogeys on 14 and 13. He lies at 7 over after day 1. From Royal Clorn Torch Golf Club, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westy One Sports.
Again, he never messes up the location of the course, anything like that.
And I definitely don't want him referring to it at the beginning as the non-Masters. It's its own championship.
It's one of the majors. People know that
it's
one.
It's the final major, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a big one.
But if I didn't, maybe I misheard that one. Was he referencing my cancer camp experience?
I think he did. Didn't you? Yeah, you
okay.
Learned to play guitar, and they had you play a
They had us singing at our own funeral, yeah.
Yeah. God.
Just record this, we'll play it.
But like he says, I think we all get it, but the average listener, they must be confused by why he's referencing cancer kids and summer camps.
Yeah,
and
the people that are walking by as this is blasted in Times Square have to be a little confused.
Well, let's see if they're confused by this reference. This was a Colin Morikawa update.
From Royal Port Torch Golf Club, West U1 Sports presents this non-masters update. I'm Ted Emmerich. Colin Morikawa won this tournament back in 2021, 15 strokes under par.
Obviously, delighted to get off to such a great start.
What?
And happy the first few holes, really going exactly where I was looking, and certainly the first hole, which is definitely a tricky hole on the golf course to knock in a nice 25-footer down the hill right to left, exactly what you need to settle yourself in.
Kawa from the outside looking like he's mailing it in. His putter more absent than a top of the market morning radio show. Oh. Looking like he's coasting on 22 weeks paid vacation. He's part of the snoozers. Those in the field sitting at four over. Please return. From Oil Gub Jub Golf Club, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westy One Sports.
No one calls him Kawa. He doesn't go by Kawa.
I think I heard of him referenced that way, though.
You did not. I guarantee you did not.
And you don't think that's Colin Morikawa's voice?
No, was he trying to admit to a crime without anyone knowing who he was?
And that was less of an Easter egg, more of a rifle shot.
Yeah, across the bow of the snoozers.
I didn't get that one. What? But yeah, he also had one more. This was Tom Hoagie. I think this one is very subtle. I barely got it.
You ready to get hit in the face?
Yep. Shotgun blast.
From Royal Port Rush Golf Club, West U1 Sports presents this non-masters update. I'm Ted Emmerich. Tom Hoagie looking to rebound from his 2024 Open Championship performance, in which he finished in 72nd place.
Obviously, delighted to get off to such a great start and happy out of the gate. For the first few holes, everything was going exactly where I was looking, and certainly the first hole, which I think is definitely one of the tricky holes on the golf course, to knock in a nice 25-footer down the hill right to left, exactly what you need to settle yourself in.
Hoagie hopeful things will be going different this time, following a birdie on par 5 hole 2, but he suffered a painful rest of the day, like he had to struggle against his dad, who was trying to bang him against his objections.
God.
He finished with bogeys on 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and a double bogey on 7. He finished at plus 10 for the day, just like his dad. From Royal Nut Touch Golf Club, I'm 10 ever Westy One Sports.
He didn't get it right one time. And I've never heard childhood trauma reference like that in a golf update.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was. I think that was a tip of the cap to Monty and his pop.
No one should be tipping their cap to that.
An homage to you and your dad. Wow.
But yeah, shout out to you, Ted, for those updates that we have from Westwood One
He's
Sports.
The best.
We appreciate it, yeah, as P1s just casually sneaking those in there without anyone noticing.
Pat McAfee audio. So subtle.
All right. Thank you so much, Ham, for finding that great Ted Emmerich audio, which was not aired here. It was aired overnight, I think, right?
Yeah, because it's nighttime here or there. I don't know.
All right. It's 8:50 here on The Ticket. Work in progress. Justin Montemayor, DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham,